Affinity Mentoring's mission, we've talked before, interrupting the cycle of poverty through mentoring relationships that help improve academics, social skills, and self-esteem. It's a win-win-win situation. Rachel Lopez, Development Director in the house. Good morning to you, Rachel.
Good morning, Kelly. Thanks so much for having me.
Yes. Yeah, I imagine, you know, people want to lose weight. They want to get in shape. But I would hope giving back to the community is also a kind of a New Year resolutions. Have you heard of that? Do we call you up and want to mentor?
I think so. I think that's a great way to start 2019, especially because January is National Mentoring Month. So we are very excited.
Great. All right. So let's do some 101s. I did mention your mission, Affinity Mentoring. What are you all about?
So we are a local nonprofit agency. We work with schools. So right now we have three partners through Grand Rapids Public Schools. So Burton Elementary, Burton Middle School, and Southwest Community Campus. And so what we do is we partner with individuals as well as local companies and organizations to provide one-on-one mentoring to these students in these three schools. So it's during the day, people can hop over on their lunch break for an hour, eat lunch with their students, read with them, play games. It's very individualized and it's really fun.
What are you really hoping to accomplish as National Mentoring Month?
So for National Mentoring Month, we really want to have a collective movement to bring up the stories of mentoring because it's a very individual experience, but collectively when we put all these shared experiences together, it's really powerful. So we want to thank our mentors, we want to highlight stories, and we want to celebrate the power of relationships.
So let's get into some of your mentoring events in particular. Would be...
So first of all, we have a great partnership with New Holland Brewing downtown with the Knickerbocker. So they have chosen us as their community tap partnership for January to celebrate National Mentoring Month. Yeah, really cool. So what they're doing is they have a community tap. So throughout the month of January, people can stop by, enjoy some great food. And if they drink off the community tap, $1 from every glass goes right back to Affinity Mentoring. So really great. And then we also, on the educational side, we're offering a safe training, so screening applicants for effectiveness. And this is through a partnership with the Kent County Mentoring Collaborative and MSU Extension. And so this is great for any youth organizations or people who work with youth that are screening volunteers and want to ensure that there's safety involved to screen for child predators, those red flags. And so this is a very, very amazing training. We're bringing it at a lower cost to Grand Rapids. So it's January 10th. So I think the 7th is the last day to sign up. So the deadline is coming up. It'll be a 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the GOE Center. So we're excited to be in that beautiful space. And so people can walk away with new skills and knowledge about child predators, red flags, predator grooming cycles. Really great for anybody working with youth or screening volunteers.
Obviously, you want some RSVP on this particular opportunity?
Yes, yes. So there is, if you go on Facebook to Affinity's page, there is an event on there for the safe training, and that'll give all the information through there on how to sign up.
And third on your list?
So lastly, to end the month, we have a make and take sign event. So one of our mentors has a local business through Life Expressions Decor. So those really cool wooden signs that everybody's decorating their house with. This requires no art skills. So go in, they'll help you. You can pick from over 50 signs and it's at the Knickerbocker. So again, you can enjoy those ales that will benefit Affinity. Decorate a sign with your friends. And $10 from every sign is going straight back to Affinity. So we're really grateful for this partnership. It's on Wednesday, January 30th at 6:30. And so you can just show up, but we do want to get a head count because you can choose the different signs you want to make ahead of time. And so that's also on our Facebook page or our website.
Talking about mentoring, January is National Mentoring Month. Affinity Mentoring, striving to interrupt the cycle of poverty through mentoring relationships and more. Can you talk a little bit about the word poverty here?
Yeah, so the schools that we are working with, our students and families are often living in generational poverty, and so surrounded by this. And so what we're trying to do is interrupt the cycle of poverty through education and these mentoring relationships. And that's why we have the holistic approach with our partners, our schools, to really envelop the entire family and to bring up them in a different and positive way, to expose them to new experiences through the educational cycle, and really come at it at a really holistic, uplifting way.
Yes. Rachel Lopez again talking about the topic with Affinity Mentoring as her passion. All right, so back to actually the mentor participation. There's a commitment.
Yes, the commitment is 1 hour per week for the school year. So right now we are still actually accepting mentor applications. So it would be now through the end of May, I think, is when school ends. And so it's 1 hour a week, and you choose a day and an hour. It's during the school day, so usually between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m., depending on the school. Many choose lunch hour, and it is really just an hour to spend with a kid, and it's really fun.
And it's not, I mean, we've done the interviews of the reading mentoring. You don't have to sit and read together, right?
You don't have to. It really depends on the student and what their needs are. So we do have an emphasis in literacy. And so our students are typically in when we pair new mentors between kindergarten and second grade. So reading a fun book for maybe 20, 30 minutes and then playing some games like Jenga and, you know, different ping pong. We have soccer games in the hallway. So just fun things.
Do the kids want to be mentored?
Oh my goodness, yes. The kids really, really want to be mentored. We've been in Burton for, it'll be 18 years this year. So it's this really, really great, community, collaboration around mentoring. And so if you go in there in a classroom and you're pretty much a celebrity, they walk in, they know who your mentee is. And I go on Thursdays. And so if I don't see my mentee, they'll be shouting, "Hey, Erica, your mentor's here." And everybody just knows you and everybody wants a mentor.
And obviously, you mentioned individual mentors opportunity there, but you also, I mean, you've got Gordon Food Service, Bold Socks, Weggie Foundation, lots of companies that believe in the cause, I trust.
Yeah, we have some really great partners. We're really lucky. Bold Socks, their entire team mentors. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, we have 8 that volunteer every week. And with Gordon Foods, I think it's close to 70 this year that come over every week. So we have some really great partners.
Great. Is there a training involved?
Yes, there is a training. So aside from the interview and screening, there is a 3-hour pre-match training. And then we also, once match, we have ongoing trainings throughout the year. And we have on-site staff in our mentor centers at each of the schools. And so they all have a background in social work, education, community engagement. So they're really highly qualified and very helpful to manage and support those mentoring relationships throughout the year.
All right. How do we get involved?
You can go to our website, so affinitymentoring.org, and if you click on mentors, they have all the information. You can apply online. It takes less than 10 minutes, and you'll be contacted within a few days to set up an interview. There's also, if you have questions, you can contact me at info@affinitymentoring.org. And so we have Facebook, LinkedIn, find us, and we will be very happy to help.
Lives are to be changed in 2019 thanks to the work of UN Affinity Mentoring. Rachel Lopez, thank you very much. Enjoy.